All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I won't get in the way of that. No, I seriously haven't read it. Maureen says, I read it. 5 minutes of my life, I'll never get back. Kenny says, you're the one that did that on Friday. That is not. I said, I suspected. It's entirely different for the person who's doing it to go, yeah, guess what? That's right, you idiot. That's not fun anymore when you do that. Anyway, shut up about it. You've already said your piece on the stupid thing. I'm not getting in the way of that. Who cares? Changes nothing. Anyway, no one wants to hear you bitch and moan about everything anyway. For God's sake, just enjoy the show, you dumb bitch. Good God. All right. Man, I can't tell you how excited I get when there's personal drama that my pals on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show go public with. And then the audacity of anybody to suggest that it's not appropriate to talk about or move on when it's publicly talked about on a radio show. Whoever suggests something like that has a lot of nerve. Are you kidding me? Idiots. What do you expect from some local hag who honors 9/11 with a fucking a bug-eyed picture of herself? And some lady with painted-on eyebrows. All of this nonsense is powered by A&E Heating and Cooling. Señor Martinez invites you to reach out to him at 616-516-8579. You can get a free furnace tune-up from now until December 1st. 616-516-8579. Reach out to Joe Martinez today. While I'm at it, Frank Fuss is the insurance guru of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Frank can help you with securing your policy on healthcare.gov, a.k.a. Obamacare, a.k.a. the marketplace. Those are all the same things. Some of you are too dumb to know that those are all the same thing, just different names. What that means is if you do not have health insurance because you're in between jobs, you run your own business, or your employer does not offer insurance, you need health insurance. I can't afford it. Yes, you can. Okay, the government gives you a tax credit which pays for most, not all, of the premium. You pay the rest. It's similar to when your employer pays for most of your premium on your health care, except this time it's the government. They pay for it with an advance on your taxes. Well, I don't get that money at the end of the year. Okay, fine. Well, then you don't get health care. That's going to be a hell of a lot worse. Now quit being an asshole and get your health insurance. Frank's going to help you every step of the way. All you got to do is reach out to him, and then he does everything. You don't pay him anything. He's paid for by the insurance companies. He puts you into their policies. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and get started. Buyinsurancehere.com. Also, when it comes to life insurance, this is highly recommended, especially if you have family. All right? Which I don't think Maitland's ever going to have one if she doesn't find a guy who's not an asshole. I take that back. I don't know if the guy's an asshole. I shouldn't even have said that. Maybe she's the asshole. I do know this. I think it was a wise man named Nick in the arena who said, any chick who looks that good, is referring to someone else, not her, but any chick who's extremely attractive, there's a guy on the other end of that who's sick and tired of her bullshit. Little food for thought there. This is why, you know, like if I ever lose Pooh Bear, which I hope never happens, that's nothing I experienced with her. I mean, seriously, she's a unicorn. But if I am ever on the market again, I'm going to go to like a dating site where chicks look fucked up. Like maybe dogbittenchicks.com, perhaps. Or sexy amputees. You know, because if there's a problem, they're probably great wives. I could probably start with that lady with no eyebrows, frankly. Anyway, get a life insurance policy through Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more details. Jeremy says Farmers Only is a good one. Molly says, my God, you know how to make me laugh, EZ. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know it. I know I do. Jeremy says, EZ talking about Mateberg breaking up is the exact same about EZ talking about Angelina Jolie breaking up. I would venture to guess that this is more interesting than talking about any Hollywood starlet and their breakup. Because she is part of a show that we have parked on for now 35 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers? And by God, we're going to keep that going. I am still hoping and praying that I can get somebody who knows something about building me a college football playoff bracket. Because that is about to start. If you can make me a bracket online source that I can link up to it, I would love to be able to do bracketology, college football edition, but instead of football teams, it's shitty free beer and hot wing segments. And then we can decide every year at about this time on the shittiest Free Beer and Hot Wing show segment. Chris says, as EZ himself would say, Google is your friend. Exactly right. And being that now this is the second time I've thrown it out there and not a single person is interested in doing this, that tells me no one has the acumen to pull this off. So you're right. I need to turn to Google. Talking about finding a woman that can be your next wife or girlfriend. Nick is in that boat right now. Nick at the arena, our electrician friend. Okay. He says, there are lots of women built like offensive linemen with six kids available on the apps. Now, I've heard this about the apps. I don't know. I think that I'm to a point that if I were ever in this boat, I would not be in like the shallow space of physical appearance. Like I would be willing to, like Nick went on a date with that chick that looked like Time for Timer. The hunka cheese chick or guy. And, you know, from the old fucking Saturday morning thing. And he was not about it. And he said, yeah, she looked fine from like this, the middle of the, or just below the neck up. And yeah, you know, I mean, if I were on the dating apps, I would be looking for a woman who had a full body picture. And if she happened to have large hips, I wouldn't care. I would like, you know, I'm gonna get to know this person. I would just start at the top. Start at the top and just start dating chicks. Nick says, if there's no full body pic, it's an instant red flag. Correct. They're hiding something. Now, so I wouldn't do that. However, I would go on a date with a woman who had, you know, if she looked a little fluffy, I wouldn't care. I honest to God, I wouldn't care. When you get to my age, all you want is someone sweet, nice, that you can snuggle with. And if a woman has enough balls to go ahead and show that, you know, she's showing you, this is what I look like. Like, this is, I'm not giving you any false advertising. This is me in all my glory. Take it or leave it. I fucking love that. That's who you want. A woman who is not at all concerned about that. Okay? That's sexy. If a woman has the assertiveness to say, yeah, this is how big I am, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks about it, it's fucking great. All right. I keep hearing a dinging, and I don't know what it is. I just muted it for all of you because you were hearing it too, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And I have no idea. I think somebody's trying to get a hold of me. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Somebody's probably telling me to shut the fuck up and you're an asshole. Nick writes, I did have a nice, sturdy, hard-living lady from up north come over for a weekend. There you go. Most women, okay. Nick is a sturdy-looking guy. I think you have to set the bar at that level. You know, you're in your 40s. What do you expect? Like some 23-year-old tart with not an ounce of body fat? No. You got to get a little meat on those bones. You're right. If they can stack wood, do shit like that. Oh my God, that's fucking great. She can go hunting with you. Holy fuck. I would love that. I mean, not now. I'm happily married. All right. I knew this was going to take up a ton of time. I knew it. I'm going to bail over to the boys' room because I just can't stand it anymore. Amy likes the idea with a good corn-fed lady to stack wood. Power. You want power. Power is attractive. Molly says Pooh Bear might hear this easy. Jeremy says bonus points if she can stack wood and clear out the shit pipe in your fraud bus. Exactly. Exactly. Bonafide champion. Okay. EZ is going to run to the restroom, and I will be back. Sorry about the interruption. Stay right there. There's plenty more podcasting. I just need to go potty. Enjoy the puppy dogs. Cowfade. I think it was Chris who said, let's try to get 15,000 steps a day in every day until Monday. I can't say that I tried to do that. I did okay. I got 10,183. It's just taking the dogs for walks. Molly suggests that I don't know what she's suggesting. She says, everything come out all right? Yeah, you know, it takes time. a lot of the time for me to go tinkle. And, you know, that's the whole prostate talking. Holy cow. Chris says, how many miles do you walk a day on those walks? Yesterday I did 4.7. Day before, 4.47. Day before, 4.53. Yeah. You know? Kenny tried setting us up that he's going to fail by Monday. With the, coming up Thanksgiving. Okay, now remember now, I'm trying to keep you guys both focused to continue going in the right direction. So plan for Thanksgiving. Yesterday, I'm trusting that you had an awesome day. You did your intermittent fast, and when you did eat, you didn't eat like a jackass. You got as much exercise as you could possibly get in, time permitted. And, all right, now you're leading up to the big day on Thursday. Today is Tuesday. Get through this. Get through Wednesday. And then Thanksgiving, crush it. That's your earn day. You deserve that. Let it be Thanksgiving. Friday even, that's fine too. In fact, Thanksgiving and on Friday, you're doing full intermittent fast. And then when you eat, eat. By all means. But I don't want to be back here on Monday with you all whiny. Oh, my God. I got the blues. I gained 60 pounds. Oh. I don't want to hear any of that shit. Because I'm going to tell you to fuck off. Nick says, I did 3 deer drags over the weekend for exercise. Mooney2256 is not aware of that. Well, what do you think it means? You think it's like an exercise? He's a half mile out in the woods. He shoots a deer. The deer dies. And then he's got to get it out of the woods. All right. Hopefully you take the guts out when it's in the woods. I think that's what you do. You like dress the deer out in the woods. Kenny says, no, I am telling you right now, this week is off limits in regards to this. So he is not participating in losing any weight. So he's not taking this seriously at all. He just announced it. We talked about this yesterday. Jeremy is committed to this and is going to take care of himself yesterday and today and Wednesday. And then Thanksgiving, he's going to enjoy himself. And then he's back on the wagon on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we're back Monday. Kenny is not taking this seriously. He says, it's Thanksgiving, man. You fat fuck. Is Thanksgiving 7 days long? What kind of asshole pussy who's trying to lose weight eats all of the week? God. You are such a loser. Oh, my God. It's over. I don't even know if we should even pay attention to you anymore about this. You know what? In fact, Jeremy, you send me your picks. And as of right now, Kenny, I don't even want your stupid picks. Okay? You are not serious about this. You are not interested in losing any weight. Only an asshole who is not committed would go ahead and eat for 7 straight days and not feel bad about it and then feed us all sorts of bullshit. Nate says, yeah, let some stupid holiday ruin everything you work for. David says, how did the weigh-in go in, Kenny? I missed it. He was down 0.6. Jeremy, who's way more into this than Kenny, was down considerably more. He's kicking ass. All right. Well, Kenny, you're out. You are officially out. You're off the team. We don't want you reporting on this anymore. You're out. You're off the team. I have just you've been waived. You've been cut from the program. Jeremy is the fucking man. He is concerned about his health, concerned about his life. He is eating appropriately this week. Kenny is a pushy pussy. I meant to say pussy, but I said he's pushy. Aram says, did Kenny get a DNF? No, he got disqualified. He's out. Molly, don't say poor Kenny. That you only say poor whoever when something bad happens to someone. Kenny just made a choice. He gave up. He has given up on the fat-a-thon. He lasted 10 weeks. Matt says, easy, if you would read Kenny's manifesto, you would understand. He says, it's Thanksgiving, man. I'm going to enjoy it. Don't like it. Don't care. Well, what part of Thanksgiving makes you think that it's 7 days long? Can you explain that to me? Hold on. I'm calling you, you fat fuck. You are so dead. Hang on. I had to type in the word high, which stands for high maintenance Kenny. What was that?
I said, dude.
Most people answer with hello.
It's Thanksgiving, man.
I agree. Thursday's a great day to eat, but you are going to eat the whole week? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, you trying to put words in my mouth. I never said nothing about 7 days or the whole week. That's all you, dude.
But suggested that you eat like you have been Monday to Wednesday, have your Thanksgiving, and then back at it. Why is that so hard?
Well, not everybody has a perfect, you know, world where they get all of their Thanksgiving, you know, get-togethers all on Thursday. So I don't live in that world.
So you have multiple Thanksgiving parties?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a Thursday Thanksgiving. Is there a Wednesday Thanksgiving too?
Wednesday, it's still tentative right now. There's like Friendsgiving. There's like this ex-in-laws Thanksgiving. There's this other ex-in-laws. There's a whole lot going on, man. There's a lot of children involved, a lot of, you know.
Would you describe yourself as giving up on the fat-a-thon?
No. But, you know, if you're going to, like, try to tell me how I need to celebrate Thanksgiving, then that's just not going to fly.
You're saying it wrong, by the way.
What?
It's not Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Come on, man.
Hillbillies call it Thanksgiving.
I'm just talking. You know, do whatever you want with it.
All right. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and allow
you didn't tell me to fuck off a minute ago. You said, that's it. You're out. I don't even want your pictures.
But I'm taking it back.
Oh, okay.
You are allowed to participate on Friday or on Monday. Jeremy is also going to participate. You are so lucky that you dodged this bullet.
Well, look, man, Jeremy's totally going to kick my ass. This dude's on fire, you know. Full credit to Jeremy.
Yeah, but I thought it was a cooperation, a bit of cooperation between you two.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You know, like, and he's getting close. Like, how much weight has he lost? And he's done it fast.
He's lost just over 40 pounds.
See, boom. Like,
hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through uncommongoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to uncommongoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
That dude's awesome. Because it took me like all year to accomplish what he's done. What did you say, 10 weeks?
Correct.
That's fucking remarkable, dude. He's on fire. Like, well,
you can do that too if you put your mind to it and quit being a bitch.
I was trying to give Jeremy some praise. You got to bring it back around and call me a bitch. All right.
All right. Well, enjoy your 10 Thanksgivings. And please get a time lapse of your tits growing.
Oh, man. No, that's, nobody wants that. Ew.
What is the holiday called that we're about to experience on Thursday?
Thanksgiving.
You asshole.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I don't know why we keep hearing those bing. I don't know what that is. Nick throws in, doesn't Jeremy live hard living line style? That will accelerate the loss. Yeah, if you live poor, if you eat poor, you know, keep it basic. Get your proteins. Jeremy is on his way to being, what did you say, 275 by New Year's? That's what we talked about? That's a great goal. Well done. Kenny's probably going to come back and kick ass. Chris says, do you have Facebook or something up? It could be that 9/11 model trying to touch base with you again. LOL. Yeah, I think that's what those are. Those are notifications on Facebook. I'll shut it down later. Remember, guys, never forget. September 11th. God, I cannot believe how narcissistic this is. Jeremy says, have you kicked Facebook and YouTube off yet? No, I haven't. I should point out for the audience on Facebook and on YouTube that you can get the whole show every day on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. If you want to join my Patreon, you can sign up for 7 days free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Send me an email, including hate mail from you bitches, to eric@ericzaneshow.com. I do not take harassment kindly on Facebook. If you harass me, I will report your comment. If you can't offer me the respect that I deserve, well then shame on you. All right. Thank you to those folks on Facebook. I'm now kicking you out. Twitch and Facebook. Brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Facebook, X, brought to you by Blue Frost IT. They are awesome. Thank you. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage invite you to reach out to them when it comes to getting your mortgage. 231-332-6505. They can help you at any stage of this. Buy now, refinance later. And you can do this from any state, okay? They are nationwide. They are number one in the U.S. for a reason. NMLS number 3035. Find them at 231-332-6505. I have a local roofer, Werner Roofing. Online at WernerRoofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R. WernerRoofing.com. You can head to their website or you can call them 616-844-5382. 616-844-5382. They do regular roofs like the one I just put on. They do metal roofs. They do siding. They do gutters. Go to the website, WernerRoofing.com, and fill out the form. They will get back in touch with you in less than 12 hours. They are awesome. Trusted business to get a new roof. They put one on here. And holy cow, they can do the same thing for you too. Jeremy says he's petitioning to add Nick to the Fatathon. Kenny asks if Crazy Eyes is Maitland. No. Crazy Eyes is a different person. She's some 40-year-old tart who likes to honor 9/11 by posting her pictures saying, "I never forget 9/11," and then posting lots of pictures of her crazy eyes. God, those are crazy eyes. That's fucking horrible. I'd fucking dig my eyes out like fucking Tom Cruise in that fucking movie that I can't remember. All right. If I'm the husband, I'm like, yeah, you got to stop doing this. You got to quit taking all these fucking pictures of yourself. Tyler says her eyes are the size of the Twin Towers. Kenny says, "I saw the crazy eyes, stupid filters." We don't know if that's a filter. Again, let's back up. These are the regular eyes. Oh, shit. She might be like deleting pictures as we speak. Yeah, those are regular eyes. I think that's not a filter. That's what her fucking eyes look like. She's gross. Holy shit, what a hag. He says that's a filter. I don't know. I can't say for sure. I never speak in absolutes other than saying you're a fuck. Holy cow, what a show. One of the best. I'm sick and tired of being so great all the time. We got to get into this deal with Jason Kelce. There was an autograph seeker at the Kimmel show the other night. Kelce shows up, and I guess he said, I'm not signing the autographs. I'm not sure the reason why, but this guy got pissed off. Some fan. Now, this is one of these weirdos in Hollywood, and they're everywhere, who they feel real fucking entitled, and it should be 100% okay if Jason Kelce gets out of the car to go to the Kimmel show, and someone says, "Can I get your autograph?" And he says, "Not right now. I'm sorry. I got to go." And just, or if he doesn't say anything, it doesn't matter. I'm Team Kelce on this. Because listen to what this psycho does to him. This psycho is taking advantage of the fact that we already have video of Kelce destroying the one fucker's phone. So Kelsey's like, "Oh, shit, I got to fucking do what these people tell me to do."
question. Don't do that. We're the king of the streets. People are dying out here.
Don't do that. That's what he said to him. We're the king of the streets. People are dying out here, he says to Jason Kelce.
You're jumping in a car acting like a hotshot.
You're jumping in a car acting like a hotshot.
Kiss my fucking ass. My whole family died before I was 8.
Kiss my ass. My whole family died before I was 8. So he's giving Jason Kelce all this shit because he wouldn't sign an autograph. First of all, that's not true. These goddamn psychopath, schizophrenic fucking idiots that wander the streets like street urchins in L.A. are all crazy.
You ain't nobody special. You're some shitbag fucking guy that thinks he's on some pedestal. Don't be a dick. I'm with it. My whole fucking family. I don't care. Fuck the autograph. It's the attitude. There's death in these fucking streets 2 blocks away and you're being a dick. You couldn't put it to our fucking name? May we please?
I have a habit. I'm not signing for people that follow where I'm going.
Okay, he's sticking his head out of the vehicle there. I have a habit of not signing people that follow where I'm going.
We're here at it. We're not following you. We get every guest that comes
public
here.
Information,
Morgan
Jason.
Fucking Freeman did it with a busted hand.
Okay, so the guy said, we didn't follow you. We're always here.
That's 100 times bigger than your sorry ass.
Your
you got
a like
and you
a
think
like
you're a hot
guy? Signs.
You're nothing. Fuck you. You don't love nothing but money. You don't know these streets. Fuck you.
I cannot believe these fucking assholes are giving this loser the time of day. Get in the goddamn vehicle and leave.
Your love is fake. Nah, we get everybody here. You're a hot shot. Fuck a guy that tells you off at Penn State. My name's Casey O'Keefe and I represent the streets of Los Angeles.
This loser.
Oh, fuck. I'll take you out anytime.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be running the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Watch for me, you pussy.
Oh, no. This crazy guy. I'll be running the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Come on, man.
Fuck you. And fuck your love. Next question, bitch. I'm with the shit. Morgan Freeman, Harrison Ford have the time, but you don't? Fuck you.
Yeah, go. Quit.
I don't want shit. Yeah! Yeah! Let's rumble. I'll put the glove down right now.
Yo,
put him on.
The sign.
Grab this shit.
He's gonna sign.
Grab it.
He's
grab it
sign.
Now.
He's gonna sign.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'm not trying to be rude.
I don't want
I'm not trying to be mean.
You are being mean.
I'm trying.
Nice sword, buddy. People are dying out here. You are being mean.
Hey,
okay,
so now this guy has to take this abuse. That's what this is. He's had a rough time with the Penn State thing. So this guy thinks he can treat him and say whatever he wants. And Kelce is just getting dragged.
Nice sword, buddy. People are dying out here. You are being mean.
Casey,
it takes a minute.
Jason, you're nice.
Right,
I swear.
Okay, the other people are trying to like.
I don't care.
Appreciate your time, Jason.
Stop. I will never do that in my life, Lord. Do not put that on the fucking internet. I'm ashamed of that moment.
Okay, so now the guy, this is how the mental illness is. Now the guy who is obviously fucked up is now, I guess he that quickly realized it was too much.
God bless you, sir. We supported you before this. I always laughed and liked you. I apologize.
Someone tells this idiot to say sorry, and he does.
Because I do love you.
Get up here.
Just say sorry.
Get up,
Bill. I'm not a pussy. I'm not a punk.
Hey,
Casey, I love you. I have love for you.
I have love for you, okay? And I'm
okay,
sorry.
This is the guy.
I didn't mean anything about it. I promise.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. This is our spot. We love everybody that comes through here. We greet them with courtesy and honesty and love.
If I'm Kelce, you grab this guy and you pull him down there and you stomp this motherfucker.
God bless you and keep working hard on everything.
You too.
I didn't mean to.
This is why we need to beat more homeless people.
Mean at all.
Listen.
But we respect the biggest people in the world that come here and we honor them with love and appreciate what you do.
Look, remember, that was a joke, goddammit. Don't even try to talk me into saying anything else about that. No one else would say we need to beat more homeless people.
I feel you and I appreciate you, brother.
Did you get me?
Now he's just
lying.
Yeah!
Nice. Thank you.
That's it, a moment, Lord. I promise that's what needs to be. Love in these streets. We come on buses and subways to be here and see people stinking and shit, all sorts of shit.
This guy's an Armenian, by the way, the guy with the glasses. There's no ways.
Giving love.
No ways now.
Money we don't even have.
I hear you.
So I love you. Thank
Jason.
You.
Jason.
God bless you. Yeah.
How's your brother doing? How's your brother? How's your,
yeah, like you care. Shut up.
How's doing, Jason?
You, fucking idiots. Every one of you people.
Thank God you, bless.
Is your brother good?
Thank you. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's fine.
Like
fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sickening. Jason Kelce, it probably has moments where he's like, I like my life better when I was just a terrific hiker in the NFL. All right? And then, I mean, all he had to do was ride off into the sunset. This is all Taylor Swift's fault. In a way, she's so incredibly famous that, no, it's his fault because he didn't have to run all the time publicly with his brother. I mean, he put himself out there, all right? He put himself out there, and this is it. This is the cost of fame. That's how it is. He learned a lesson there. You're better off just either ignoring completely and don't engage these people or engage them wholeheartedly. Jeremy says that guy is so crazy, I actually feel bad for Kelce. I do too. I have no reason to dislike Jason Kelce. Or, yeah, that's his name, Jason. What's the other one's name? Wait a minute. What's the first one's name? The one who's dating Taylor Swift. Travis. Okay, that's right. No, Kelce is, he's cool. I mean, he assaulted that guy at Penn State. Tyler says, I tried making a Twitch clip. I don't know if it worked or not. LOL. I think Kenny's got your back too. These are all things that I would say that would get me fired on the radio. I'm guessing the crack about this is why we need to beat homeless people has something to do with this clip. Kenny says that he laughs hysterically when I laugh at these clips. Well, let me tell you, when I hear these clips back, even just a few moments removed from the stupidity of them, they do make me laugh, and I'm glad it makes you laugh to see me laugh at me saying something stupid.
YouTube,
I didn't mean to.
This is why we need to beat more homeless people. Oh, fuck. I don't know why it keeps clipping, but it was just barely clipping.
YouTube,
I didn't mean to.
This is why we need to beat more homeless people. It's still good. It's fine.
YouTube,
I didn't mean to.
This is why we need to beat more homeless people. All right, and that was Tyler. So they're both pretty clean. Oh, I see Hazmat made a clip. What did you make? Matt says, please do, he says, nobody wants to hear about your smegma. Talk about candles or something. Maureen says, please do not do a live demonstration of that. Nick says, it smells like Zaniac Snatch. Oh, my God. Now, I wouldn't know, but you best believe. Okay. Thank you for the clips. I always appreciate those. I don't always remember to feature them, but I think I just did. This one might be my favorite of all time. Shut up. Can you shut up for the rest of the day? All right. Kenny likes it. He likes the way I say shut up. Thank you. Megan says, oh my God, or Stevie says, hey, did you hear what's happening to the turkeys? I don't know what the fuck that means. Did you see the story about what's happening to the turkeys? Megan says, what's happening to the turkeys? They're doing their own show. Stevie's bored. So she writes, hey, Megan, did you see what's happening to the turkeys? Megan says, tell me what's happening to the turkeys. Then she finds out, oh my God, I saw it on TikTok. You. Now Megan's worried. She says, no one is bored and I brought up turkeys. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that in the chat, you, Megan, out of the blue, brought up something non sequitur that has nothing to do with what is actually going on the show? That's unbelievable. I refuse to believe that. I find it shocking that at any point on this show chat, you would do that. Okay. Tyler says she's unmedicated. It's fine. She says, I was listening and not talking shit about your story. I promise. No, I don't care if you are. That's totally fine. I'm just blown away that at any one point on this show, on the chat, Megan would blurt something out like that. Can you believe this, guys? I'm shocked. It's almost like she's in the office and they're talking about stuff, and boom, here it comes. Wow. She says, you and all of my teachers in school, oh, I know you were a handful in school. Oh, my God. Matt says, chat is for jokes, not for conversations that you have with your gramps. The chat is for jokes. I love the chat jokes, you know, which means there's very few girls that are chatting because we all know that girls aren't good at jokes, okay? Unfortunately. There have been a lot of jokes on the show today. And I'm just very, very pleased with how many amazing jokes that we've had. Thank you so much for the continued jokes on the show. Kenny says, I too always got, quote, talks too much checked on my report cards. LOL. It is time for the asshole of the day. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Yesterday it was Iowa Wild forward Reese Johnson. Today, not Reese Johnson. But we do have somebody. The asshole of the day today. Free beer? No, I wouldn't say free beer. Why would he be the asshole of the day? The asshole of the day is bug-eyed 9/11 bitch. She is the asshole of the day. Fuck her. Runner-up is fake eyebrow bitch. Thank you for being here and being part of the show. A little later on, I will feature my Patreon bonus podcast. You're all invited to join me. patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. Easy, are you getting a nap? No, I've got a busy day today. There will be no nap. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.